You don't know what that person's dealing with. You don't know what's going on in their life. You just talking about how you feel, and you hadn't went to the Word to find out what the Word has to say about it. Y'all always. But if you would do this, now watch this. Watch this. Because see, Jesus said, I have given you the authority. If he has given me the authority, okay, let me do it like this real quick. I have a key, a set of keys to my vehicle. I have several of my things. Whichever one I give you the keys to, I say, let's do my duty. If I give the keys to you, and I get up the next morning, you got the key. You got the key now. I get up the next morning, it's still sitting in my yard. You know what? I can't do nothing about it. You got to hear this. As far as me moving and you over there crying, oh, I need to take this to the, I need to move this trailer. I need to do this. And you got the key to it. I can't do nothing. And we've been crying to Jesus. We've been crying to God. And he didn't give us the key. He's not going to do it. Because he doesn't have the key. He gave you the name. He gave you the authority. And you said, Lord, you ought to rebuke this devil. He ain't going to rebuke it because he gave you the key. He gave you the authority.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If you don't open your mouth, if you don't take your stand, if you don't stand up and take what God has given you, nothing will ever be done about your situation. You'll still be broke. You'll still be confused. You'll still be angry at your brother. You'll still be angry at your sister. You're still accusing them of doing you wrong when you should take the name and the word and get that devil out of your business.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, go ahead and put Ephesians up there. I finally worked my way to it. I'm not quite there, but I'm almost to get there. Ephesians 4:27. You got to hear this. Boy, this is so good. I know why it's so good to me, because I finally got the revelation. Neither do what? I need to do one thing, and I'm coming to it, but I need to jump over here and then jump back. Since I've been mentioning this, just hold your place on the screen, and and let me do this, and then we're going to get into this. Ephesians, I've been talking about this, about you seeing your brother, your sister as your problem, but the scripture is very plain, and we got to get this and stop talking about brother and sister, because they may be dealing with something too. Now watch what it says, and then we're going to Ephesians, just Ephesians 4. He said, finally, my brethren, this is Ephesians 6:10, verse 12, where I want to get to. I'm trying to give you a little background here so you can see the whole thing better. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Notice what he said. Didn't say be strong in yourself. I hear movie star, TV host, and all kind of people that in that field trying to advise people, be strong in yourself. If ain't nothing in yourself to be strong. So what do you be strong in? Strong. How are you going to be strong in nothing?
Okay, come on, bitch.
So they don't know how dumb they are with all that education, all that learning, all that high learning. They don't know how dumb they are in this area because spiritual things are dumb and null and void and foolish to them. It is. So he said what? Be strong in the Lord and what? The power of his might. Notice what you be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. What is his might? The name of Jesus. The word of God. You said the word of God. Listen, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. What are he saying? Jesus the word. Jesus the living word. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That means the word of God was made flesh. Jesus is the living word. This is a written word, but Jesus the living word. That's why he could. That's why he was able to accomplish all those things he did, because he knew who he was. He was, is the living word of God. All right, so let's move on, because I got to get to you. He said, put on the whole armor. Dress yourself with God stuff. Put on the whole armor, who? That you may be able to do what? Stand against your brother and your sister, because they're your problem. Oh. So we've been fighting the wrong people and wrong stuff. We've been fighting the wrong stuff. We understand, child, forgive me. I thought you were my problem. Are we getting it? Are we getting it? For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. But against what? These powers that's unseen to your natural eye, and if your mind is unrenewed and your spirit is void of the word, you are vulnerable and the devil will eat your lunch. And you'll die thinking that person is your problem. Instead of you getting healed and delivered and set free, you'll go down to the grave and leave this life thinking, yeah, that's my problem there. But if you get the word in, that word is going to lighten up your heart. It's going to renew your mind. And you're going to see like God. See, oh, I see who's messing with me. I see what I got to do. For I am not wrestling with flesh and blood. This is that's not my problem. The problem is an unseen force keep messing with me. Keep messing with my life. Every time I decide to do something good, he messed with me and try to confuse me. And I've been agreeing with him and didn't know what I was doing. And he said, and going back to Peter, he said, your adversary. Who? He said, be sober. We talked about that last week. Be what? Sober. Be what? Vigilant. Because your adversary, but we've been calling one another our adversary. And that's not our problem. We ought to be hugging and loving on one another. You know, that in the right way now. We don't want to take it to the other side. We ought to be hugging and greeting and loving one another, but we're around squabbling,